The day I got back, I went straight down the track down at Guildford Spectrum and saw my coach, Paul McGregor, and all the guys and girls down at the club and showed my medals and just had an evening of watching them do their winter training. And yeah, it was lovely to see everyone. And I've obviously been back with my daughter. So, you know, lots of play dates with her. And yeah, no, it's nice to be home now.
Did it bring it all full circle? Because that's where you do all the hard graft. That's where the medals come from. Wet nights in Guildford on a Tuesday evening or whatever, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's to be honest, it's where I used to train when I was younger as well. So to come back to my hometown and back to the club where it all started, you know. So it's a nice sort of icing on the cake.
Did you come back fully satisfied with what you achieved, or are you such a professional that there's still more in the tank? You still want more when it comes to Rio next year?
Yeah, I mean, because the lead up to obviously Doha was a little bit difficult for me. I had 7 weeks off due to injury after anniversary, so the anniversary game. So to be honest, to say I was 100% satisfied with my performances, I can't say that. No, I would have loved to have, you know, won the 100 as well. Do you know what though? I'm still relatively new to this sport, and I do believe there is more in the tank.
And the sport is developing every single month, every single year. And, of course, the announcement of this incredible funding coming now into the Paralympic sport, some 11 million or so, of which you will benefit. What difference will that make?
Oh, you know, it's the support that I need to be able to train. I mean, especially as a mother as well, trying to juggle the both is really difficult. And now that I'm on funding, and I will be on funding, you know, the support from the National Lottery to be able to do that actually means that I can 100% focus on being a super mum and doing, you know, getting the medals in. And if it wasn't for that, I think I probably would have to call it a day, to be honest.
How tough is it being the super mum? Honestly, you know, hand on heart, that balance between the needs of your daughter and your career and your aspirations that obviously will inspire her later in life anyway.
It is very difficult, and it's a constant juggling act. And, you know, there's times where I don't want to sometimes go and train because I'd rather be cuddled up on the sofa with her, you know. But I just have to keep remembering that in the future, these are memories that she'll have to be able to tell her children, you know. So that's the sort of the driving force to keep going.
Finally, I need to ask you, obviously, that the sport itself at the moment, with all the allegations and the report out yesterday on events in Russia, how do you feel as an athlete when this is going on around your sport, for which you train every single day, you've given your life to, you know, often you're sacrificing seeing your daughter for? And these are the stories that are on the front and back pages this morning.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to lie. It's very, very disappointing. All I can say is that, you know, I don't have a huge opinion of it. It's being dealt with by WADA, and I leave it up to them to sort. And it is disappointing. And you know, hopefully, but in the long run, it'll make the sport a better sport, you know.
And it's about leadership, isn't it? Lord Coe has a real opportunity to take the sport forward. I guess there's pressure on him to some degree.
Oh, I'm sure there is, but I think you couldn't have a better man for the job. So, you know, if anyone's going to sort it, you know, I think Seb Coe will. So I leave it in his capables.